Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Hey, this is Andy, host of Crawl Out from the Fallout with Raven Sings the Blues right here on WGXC. The show is a monthly roundup of new offerings from the worlds of psych, indie, jangle pop, experimental music, and folk, bolstered with enough classic fodder to make them stick. I'm here with a reminder that it's pledge time here at the station from now through the end of March. WGXC is looking for enough sustaining supporters to help us do away with these pledge drives altogether. And we're super close. Just $1,200 more a month in our monthly sustaining budget, and we're there. If you head over to WGXC.org/donate, and for as little as $5 a month, or as much as you like per month, you can help WGXC stay on the air and support an exciting roster of programming, all coming to you commercial-free from the community of Hudson, Catskill, and beyond. Go donate now and tune into Crawl Out from the Fallout every second Tuesday of the month from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Tune into all sorts of live radio shows every Sunday on WGXC 90.7 FM, beginning at 8 a.m., where the Reverend Kim Singletary is live with There's a Bright Side Somewhere from Columbia County every Sunday at 8 a.m. Then at 9 a.m., Janessa Hope McKay brings you a slap of reality live from the WGXC studio in Hudson in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. She's playing her top music picks and talking about her hot topics of the week until 11 a.m. At 1 p.m., every Sunday, DJ Neva Wartell is live with Music for the Masses from Catskill, with sounds from around the world. At 4 p.m. every Sunday, Carlene Murphy and Azuka Legba are live with the Lile Latan version of the WGXC Afternoon Show until 6 p.m. And every Sunday night, Tony Fallon is live with the Irish Show at 8 p.m. on the radio from Accra on 90.7 WGXC.
Is preparing to issue soon. So we're excited to see what these project proposals will ultimately materialize and ultimately the accompanying supply chain and port infrastructure investment opportunities that they will yield, thanks notably to...
Savior, no, I'm not a Tobanga. Say boom, 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 you in danger. Stop that now, you in danger. you to Topanga. Pumping my hair like Jesus and Savior. No, I'm not a Topanga. Say boom, 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 you in danger. Stop that now, you in danger. Stop right now, you in danger.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Casco Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. That song was Topanga by Trippie Redd. Stay tuned for a great discussion and more. We will kick off our show after the local news and weather.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Natasha Von Holdridge is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Just 2 months into the new year, Columbia County has already reported 13 drug overdoses and 3 fatalities, statistics that worry addiction recovery advocates. During the same period in 2021, the county reported 16 overdoses, but no fatalities. In 2021 altogether, the county had 93 overdoses and 14 fatalities, or an average of slightly more than one death per month. Greener Pathways Program Director Carl Quinn said, and I quote, "When we look at our overdose numbers, Philmont statistically has incidents of overdose. So we wanted to target that as a way to get in touch with the most at-risk population that we're working with," end quote. As a result, Greener Pathways, or the mobile outreach program of Twin County Recovery Services Incorporated, will be available at the Philmont Community Center every Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. Quinn said the organization's greatest hope is, and I quote, "that people will come in and say they know someone who needs help or say I want to get help myself," end quote. Mayor Brian Johnson said, and I quote, "When I got elected mayor, one of my goals was to curb some of the drug use in Philmont. So we asked Greener Pathways to come in and set up at the community center," end quote. Narcan and fentanyl test strips will be available at the center for anyone who wants or needs them, Quinn said. He said, and I quote, "Really, this is just another way for us to try to connect with people in the community who maybe won't want to come to our office or don't want to go to the Twin Counties Clinic in Hudson," end quote. Fentanyl test strips allow a person to determine if their supply contains the synthetic opioid used for treating severe pain. Johnson said, and I quote, "What we're actually trying to do is instead of getting these people arrested or in trouble, we're trying to get them some help," end quote. He said the village wants to know that help is available. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Noah Eckstein is reporting for Columbia Green Media that Nanette Nia McKinney was chosen February 28th as Hudson Senior Services Commissioner for the 2022-23 term. McKinney will oversee the department to serve as the city's main resource for residents age 62 or older. McKinney said, and I quote, "Seniors are the backbone of our community. If it wasn't for them and all they had to go through, we wouldn't be here," end quote. McKinney is in her 50s, has lived in Hudson for 3 years, and has 5 years' experience as a leader of a senior assistance program in California. She was born in Cheshire, Connecticut, and grew up in Playa del Rey, Los Angeles. McKinney studied radio and television broadcasting and business management at Elizabeth Seton College in Yonkers. She has an eclectic range of interests and a track record for bringing people together. Roughly 14% of Hudson's 5,894 residents are senior citizens, according to the latest data from the U.S. Census Bureau. Mayor Kamal Johnson said, and I quote, "Nia's experience, skills, and dedication to the well-being of seniors will be a boon to the city of Hudson," end quote. McKinney plans to bring in a nutritionalist to help seniors form a more balanced and healthy diet. She also plans on helping coordinate rides for seniors to and from different locations. Her main duty right now is getting to know Hudson's senior communities. She said, and I quote, "I plan to hit the pavement, knock on doors, and get my face out there," end quote. An estimated 25% of all New Yorkers will be over the age of 60 by the year 2030. Officials said the appointment of a commissioner of senior services is a first step to put the needs of seniors at the forefront of community discussions. McKinney's professional experience is expansive. including work in business development and international television, film, and concert production. The Hudson Senior Center is located on the second floor of the Hudson Area Library at 51 North 5th Street. Information about the center and its programs is available at hudsonnyseniorcenter.com or 518-828-3200. Editor's note, Johnson is a volunteer WGXE on-air programmer, and you can read the full story at hudsonvalley360.com. Jane Wester is reporting for the New York Law Journal that a Manhattan judge on March 2nd dismissed New York Attorney General Letitia James's efforts to dissolve the National Rifle Association. The court found the gun rights advocacy group alleged failures can be addressed through, and I quote, targeted, less intrusive relief, end quote, instead. James's office is now considering its legal options, according to a statement released Wednesday. Manhattan Supreme Court Justice Joel Cohen wrote the AG's allegations, and I quote, if proven, tell a grim story of greed, self-dealing, and lax financial oversight at the highest level of the National Rifle Association, end quote. Cohen determined the allegations involve mostly private harm, end quote, to the NRA and its members and donors, noting that the AG portrayed the organization as a, and I quote, victim of its executive schemes, end quote, despite moving for dissolution. Cohen found, and I quote, the complaint does not allege that any financial misconduct benefited the NRA or that the NRA exists primarily to carry out such activity or that the NRA is incapable of continuing its legitimate activities on behalf of its millions of members. In short, the complaint does not allege the type of public harm that is the legal linchpin for imposing the, in quotes, corporate death penalty, end quote. The NRA's lead attorney and attorney's counselor's partner, William A. Brewer III, said he applauds Cohen's ruling on dissolution and looks forward to continuing to defend the organization as the suit moves ahead. Brewer said, and I quote, since taking office in 2019, the Attorney General has pushed a contrived narrative about the NRA in her attempt to support a dissolution claim that is improper. This is a victory for not only the NRA, but all who believe in the right to free speech and association, end quote. James's office sued the NRA and four of its current or former executives in 2020, arguing that they had failed to properly manage the organization's funds. A legal battle, including an effort by the NRA to move the case out of Manhattan, followed. The NRA also filed for bankruptcy and announced it would move to Texas in May 2021. A Texas bankruptcy judge dismissed the NRA's Chapter 11 bankruptcy petition, finding that it had not filed in good faith. And you can read more at law.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Thursday, March 3rd. Early this morning, we see Halcott Center is reporting 1 inch of snowfall. The low is 26 in West Durham and the high low is 32 in Cheviot. For the morning, it looks like some lake effect could be drifting across the area. No significant accumulation is expected. A high of 33 happens around 11 a.m., then the temperature starts to dip after 2 p.m. Overnight, it keeps going, reaching 13 degrees by dawn tomorrow. Some of us will need to leave the taps dripping. With a little luck, it is possible that this is the last night of the year you will have to deal with that. Friday is a dry day with a high of 36 and sunny skies. 20 degrees overnight takes us into a Saturday with some cloudy skies, but light winds and a high of 41. Overnight gets rainy with a low of 35. Sunday, the rain kicks up, especially in the morning, and we see a high of 58 degrees. Monday will be a little bit cooler with more rain. Sunset today will be at 5:33 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:24 a.m. Looking way up, we see incoming solar wind stream is due to arrive early this weekend. Expect some minor geomagnetic unrest. Solar wind speed is currently 384 kilometers per second at 4.2 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair below 15 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 1. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 66. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Sigh. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, you know. Welcome. I am your host, DJ Ricky, and my sound engineer on my right,
DJ John Money,
and my guest in front of me.
You know what? I used to go by Winter on the show. I think it's time for a change.
Oh, wow.
I'm not DJ Winter, it's DJ Cola now.
DJ what?
DJ Cola. Is
yeah.
That okay. Sound cold. Okay. Get it what I said there, cold DJ.
All right,
bro,
so look.
Nothing like a nice cold cola on a hot
our
summer
segment,
day.
Our segment for today, I just want to get right into it because I was kind of excited for this one. We're just going to really have a would you rather / talking Ben kind of thing.
Yeah, we have another guest. Hey, you want to put him on?
Hold on.
Yeah, we got another guest. His name is Ben.
Hi, Ben.
All right. I don't know.
We're going to call him. You should call him.
Yeah, we got to call him first. Oh. See, he's doing this virtual.
Okay,
he's our homie.
I'm going to call him.
He's famous for being on live streams with iShow Speed. He's pretty tight. I talked to him. I don't think he likes me, though.
What should we ask Ben?
Let's just ask if he likes us, like if he's chill with us.
Ask him if we're friends.
Ready? Ben, are you comfortable being on the radio today?
He does this. He does this all the time.
He laughs a lot.
Man, like messes with us.
Wait. Could I ask him?
Ask him what?
Could
he said yes. So yeah.
All right. So yo, Ben, you like music?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yo, Ben, you like music, bro? I don't know what you mean by that.
He said no. So I guess Ben's not going to be a big fan of the show.
Okay,
Let me see.
Wait, I got one more thing to ask him. So, would you rather questions? Ben, you like would you rather questions?
Man is messing with us. I hate this dude.
Let me see.
I'm really low-key not cool with this guy. I was a big fan, and now he's just treating me like crap, bro.
You know, this
hold on, hold on, hold on, ready? Ben, do you like would you rather questions?
He said,
dang,
no.
He's not gonna like the
Ben,
show.
Ben, do you want to be on the radio show today?
Yes. Ask
he's
him if you want to be a guest.
Us. Yeah.
Do you want to be a guest on today's radio show? Ben, do you want to be
My
a guest
God.
On today's radio show?
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
So, are you gonna answer the would you rather questions? Ben, are you gonna answer the would you rather questions?
No. Okay. So
okay,
he's
okay,
just gonna
so,
be here.
Okay, so he's gonna be here and chill. So,
bro, I honestly hate that guy.
All right. Well, all right, look, first question.
All right.
Ready? Would you... Hold on. Let me find a good one.
Wait, I got
okay.
One.
Ready?
Yeah.
Would you rather win $5,000 for yourself or win $50,000 for charity?
Ooh, I'm gonna
say... Now, you can be selfish.
I'm being selfish.
What?
Listen. Get that $5,000. Get that. Be a... You know those stupid TikToks, be an alpha male or whatever, right? Climb to the top, make $1 million for charity. Just kidding. Screw charity.
Okay, what I'm going to say is I'm going to... Wait, what was it again?
It was, would you rather win $5,000 for yourself or win $50,000 for charity?
Win $50,000 for charity.
Hey, wait, hold on. Rules are not clear here. I am very much in need of money. I am a charity. I can win $50,000. I am a charity because I am
yo,
so poor.
Yo, that's wild.
I'm poor.
That's...
It is what it is, man. All right.
It is.
loopholes.
I think I'm going to have to be selfish and win the $5,000. Really? But look, the reasoning for it is because I am turning 16. Therefore,
car.
I am in need of a car. Good. Therefore, I'm not going to save up $5,000 that quick any other way. So why not just win $5,000? I know there's a lot of charities out there that, you know, might need $50,000. But we got people like LeBron James and, you know, Michael
Jordan.
Yeah,
we're not rich. They are.
Yeah,
they gotta donate. All right. Elon Musk, where you at? Donate some stuff.
Nah, that's crazy.
Not Elon Musk. Hit us up at Clubhouse.
Nah,
if we got Elon Musk on the show, he could give us a lot of money.
No, you don't give people money.
You ready?
That's wrong.
Yeah, ready for the next question?
But he's Elon Musk.
All right, ready?
Okay, yeah.
Would you rather have no eyebrows or have a unibrow?
Unibrow? No.
Unibrow.
No eyebrows. Nah, I'm not going to look good with a unibrow. Maybe if I, like, dyed it a color, that would be, like, kind of make it work. But nah, I'd be fine with no eyebrows, I think.
Really?
Here, let me get a filter to see what it looks like.
No, there's no... I don't think... There's no filter.
We will find out.
What's another one?
DJ Shaw, what's your?
What was it? What was it again?
Bro,
No. I would have a unibrow. I would rather have a unibrow.
You'd rather have a unibrow than no eyebrows?
Yeah.
Right. I think personally,
yeah, no, I'm good.
I would rather have the unibrow because
yeah, no, I'm good.
You know, like those monsters off that one movie, I Am Legend.
Yeah.
I feel like I would look very, very similar to them with no eyebrows. I'm kind of exposing myself, but yeah. All right, next question. Would you rather save the world but die as a hero in the process? Save the world but nobody knows?
Final message.
Save the world.
Nobody knows. That'd be sick.
Either save the world but die as a hero in the process.
Why would you want to die?
Save the world but nobody knows.
Save the world but nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Yeah, easy. Actually, you know what? Save the world and die. It's a win-win.
Bro, no.
I'm just messing around.
Save the world, but nobody knows. I think that would be a
bro, imagine.
I would have the world's most confidence in the world. Like
exactly. You're feeling an off day. You just be like, nah, I saved the entire world. I'm good. I don't got to do anything else for humanity. I peaked.
Oh, I found the game. The, would you rather game. I don't know how this works. I'm going to figure out how it works.
All right, right.
I found it. I found the game. Okay. Would you rather be deaf and have no legs or be blind and have no arms? Now, mind you, we have to... Would you rather be deaf and have no legs or would you rather be blind and have no arms?
See, the thing is, if you're deaf, you can't listen to music. And music is, like, one of the best things in the world.
So?
I think I'm going blind with... But arms are so useful. Wait.
It's kind of a lose-lose situation. What about you?
I already got my answer.
What?
I'd rather be blind and have no arms. Because, therefore, I could still walk around and do normal people things.
Yeah, walk into a tree.
With no legs, I am going to be deaf and not be able to hear you. And have no way to walk.
I have no legs.
That is just put me out of my misery.
Imagine if it was deaf and no arms. You couldn't do sign language. You'd just be completely mute.
Deaf, blind,
dead
and no
true.
Arms. In the arms. That'd be crazy.
I'll be sad. Like, real talk.
I'm still picking.
So which one? Which one?
I'm still picking.
Deaf.
I chose be blind and have no arms.
Yeah, same.
All right. Look. 80% of the population, 80% of people said they would rather be deaf with no legs.
Weirdos.
And 20% and us being 20% of people would rather be blind and have no arms.
Well, really, if you're deaf, you can never hear a loved one's voice again. If you're all blind, right. You can never see a loved one's face.
I got a really good one. Hold on. Ready?
Yes.
Would you rather fight 5 30-year-olds or fight 35-year-olds?
35-year-olds, I could take them. You hit them once and then they cry. They're out of commission.
35-year-olds.
You just drop kick them 50 miles away. Easy.
I'm taking the 5 30-year-olds.
Nah.
Y'all weird for abusing kids.
No.
Look, no excuses.
It's my life or theirs, and their life is invaluable.
Y'all sitting there trying to fight 30 little kids.
And you flayed for beating
pin them
old
against
man.
Each other.
He is 30.
Tell them they're adopted. They cry.
That is old age. That is close to 40 years old.
Guys, you fight the 5-year-olds, you just tell them all that they're adopted. They start crying. Take them advantage. You just punch them.
That's messed
up. One punch
and
they're out.
But you're going to ruin
right in the bread
life, though.
Dad, you're going to make those kids have trauma.
You're going to make them have trauma from beating them up, too.
I'm not gonna beat them up. I'm just...
No, you gotta fight them. Fight
okay,
them.
Okay.
You beating them
okay,
up.
What about this? What about this? New option? You fight 5 30-year-olds, but you have the 35-year-olds on your team.
Yeah,
or I would do that.
Fight 35. Wait, so fight 35-year-olds.
Nah.
And have the 5 30-year-olds.
That's not fair. That's just going to be six grown people. Just a bunch of kids. No, that's sad. You only got to take 5 of them each. That's easy.
Hey, go ahead.
No, wait, hold on. Wait a minute, though. Let's say fight the 35-year-olds, pick them up, put them in timeout. What are they going to do? Punch you? They're 5.
I mean,
you can do it with no violence.
No. If you're fighting them, you have to
hit
them.
That's still messed up.
Violence. I know how to take people out without, hurting them.
That sounds very bad.
I can, sweep them and put them in an arm bar. You know, it won't cause any actual
arm bar? That's bad, too.
It's not going to break their arm. It's just going to hurt.
Arm bar? To a 5-year-old?
I'm not going to, actually go full out. Just enough to make them, not fight
no,
me.
No, bro. No. Okay, look. I got a better.
The other 29 5-year-olds are going to stomp you out.
Dead.
As soon as you're on the ground.
True. Okay. Look. My question is, would you rather play dodgeball or play Foursquare?
Foursquare is so fun.
I've never played Foursquare.
Foursquare is so fun.
I've never played Foursquare.
It's literally I think there's a ball, and you have to bounce it.
Wait, don't you have to, take out their feet or something? Oh, no.
Oh, I don't know what it is. I thought it was, four squares, and you just pick one, and then the people on them out.
Four corners. All right, yeah, I'm going to change it because I don't even know what four squares is. Would you like dodgeball or four corners?
Four corners, I'm a goat just because when I'm picking the corner, I just pick the same one over and over and over again, and it gets people out every time.
So what are you thinking?
Yeah, but then
what?
After a while, nobody's going to go to that one because you just keep saying over and over again.
So that's what you think. Which one are y'all picking?
I'm picking
dodgeball.
Dodgeball?
Four.
Oh, okay. People were smart.
Four corners, you just got to go high. All right.
Look. 76% of people said they would play dodgeball compared to 24% of people said they would play Foursquare.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Me and Lincoln have this experience. I'm not sure if it's the same up in Hudson in school. There's this game called Bowlerama where each team has, 3 little bowling pins. And you have to try to get them out. That game is so fun.
And you, the other team would block it.
We call that pin dodgeball.
Oh, you got that too?
Yeah.
I'd rather pick that.
Pin dodgeball sounds so boring. We're playing pin dodgeball today, guys.
Bowlerama is such a sick
name. Wait, so how do you play Bowlerama?
You have to knock down the pins on the enemy team, and there's 3 of them.
Yeah, is it like dodgeball?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we played that before.
You don't hit the kids, though. You can hit the other people, but you don't get them out.
You're able to get the kid out.
Listen, I'm gonna get the 35-year-olds on my team. Bowlerama, we're gonna be unstoppable.
Wait, no,
I'll be team leader.
What about medic?
Medic is fun
because there's one person that
it's dodgeball with a healer, and you gotta protect the healer.
Yeah. All right, okay. So, should I skip this one? Is that it?
I can't see it.
Okay, never understand the concept of time or never understand the concept of sex.
Sex?
I'd rather never understand the concept of time.
Really?
But look, really
I'd be fine with being asexual. I wouldn't care.
If you really think about it.
If you don't know sex, then you're not going to be sad.
If you don't understand the concept of sex, then you're never going to be able to have kids in the world population.
Adopt.
No, because if you don't understand... Oh.
Wait, is it just me or is it the world?
Because
if it's just me, then that's different.
Listen. No, just you.
Okay, just.
Yeah, because if you never
Okay, you can adopt.
Never understand the concept of it, you're never going to be sad that you don't get it. It's like not knowing what you don't have.
But if you don't
understand the concept of time, you're just going to be unable to function.
You're
everywhere.
That's true.
You just become
that's
God. You just
that's
ascend
true.
From
that's
the mortal plane.
That's true. All right, so we going to say the concept of sex?
Yeah,
that's my pick for sure. All right.
Oh, wow. See? A lot of people said the concept of time.
What losers?
Everybody want to be DJ Ricky.
Nah, they're thirst trapping.
Probably.
I got to say that on my radio.
Okay. Flicker? I don't know what Flicker is. You know what Flicker is?
I don't know what that is.
We're gonna skip this question because we don't know what Flicker is.
Who you want?
Who's that?
Okay. Would you rather be Gandalf or be Luke Skywalker?
Gandalf's old and stupid.
The guy that's from
You Shall Not Pass.
Is it the Hobbit? He's like with the staff. The guy with the beard that kind of looked like he from Harry Potter. You know the meme where he's like, "You shall not pass."
Why would I want to be old?
I'm I'm not gonna lie. Luke I'd rather Skywalker. Be Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, you get the Force and you get to be young.
Like I'm just.
But
I'm
you
just
gotta
like,
you gotta face your father.
I don't care. My father can get this work.
That guy's abandoned.
My father can get this work.
Why? But, okay, that's what
your,
I don't
but
get.
But your wait. Pops is Darth Vader.
Okay, why do people feel emotional? Okay, this is never mind. This is gonna be too deep. I was about to ask why people feel emotional attachment to people they never.
Oh my god.
But like, I'm not gonna be sad.
God.
He's like an evil ruler. I'm not gonna. All be right, sad I got if you. I end him.
All right. Would you rather?
Although
sing,
I am a pacifist.
Would you rather sing everything you say, or dance
no.
all your movements?
Sing everything I say. I want to get good at singing.
I'm gonna say
ultimate practice.
I'm gonna say
sing everything I say.
I'm gonna. I'm
not about to dance.
I'm gonna be
does
different.
Rapping count?
I'm gonna
does
be different.
Rapping count?
No, I'm gonna be different. Yes. No, because rapping is singing. Rapping is rapping.
Rapping is a form of singing.
No, rapping is its own
it's
thing. It's different from
singing.
Hey man, why you gotta exclude singing?
Okay, what I'm gonna say, I'm gonna be different from y'all. So I'm gonna say I'm gonna dance every movement.
Why?
Look at you. The world does not agree with
dang,
you.
You gotta dance as you're walking. You gotta be like ballerina twirls as you're walking down the street.
When you're showering,
you
just gotta dance the whole time.
Yeah, when you're showering with soap, you gotta be like.
No, because it didn't say how I had to dance.
Man,
I could
be
like,
bopping the
I could be
time.
Like,
okay, that's a vibe. For those who cannot see, which is
but
literally
yeah,
everybody.
It could just be like that.
Yeah, I mean, if you does head bopping count as dancing?
I know. I mean, no, it's just a form of.
Like, all right.
So no head bopping.
Okay. If you only had one knife, what would you spread first? Peanut butter first or jelly first?
I use my hands to grab them. You are weak.
You're nasty.
You are
you're
weak.
Nasty.
You can't bad. Accept the truth.
But I'm going to go with the peanut butter because I feel like if you mix peanut butter with the jelly,
that's nasty.
That's not as bad. But if you have free like jelly with your peanut butter, you put the peanut butter back in the cabinet and then you got the dry. And
yeah. I'm going to
I don't really care.
I'm going to say peanut butter first.
Personally, I don't really care. It's like $1 net loss. What? Well, how much is like a pajama?
I don't know. You said look deep on that one. I'm not lying.
This question is like $3 on the line. I don't really care that much.
Okay, we go say peanut butter. Yeah, people agree with us. So you was biased.
We're right. We're literally right. All right. Literally
so 60% of people said they would spread peanut butter first than jelly.
That makes sense. They are right, as they should. The other 40%, I'm gonna have to work with them.
Kill Lincoln. That's crazy.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. No, what's the question?
Great.
What's the question? Kill Lincoln or what? Revive John Wilkes Booth. Bro, I can't see.
Ask it. I'm gonna ask it.
You asked it.
Okay.
All right, ready? Would you rather only be able to laugh at violently racist jokes or only be able to laugh at intricate Star Trek jokes?
Star Trek jokes.
Yeah, I'm saying Star Trek jokes because
look.
If somebody says a racist joke about my kind to me, we have to fight.
Look,
I'm not laughing.
Look, you see, I like dark humor. I'm a.
I thought it was BLM. What happened?
It is BLM.
No, it can't be. If you're laughing at the jokes, it can't be BLM.
It depends on what type of jokes.
That's like somebody saying, oh, yeah. George Floyd can't breathe. I can't breathe like George Floyd.
Oh, no, that's messed up.
Right.
So I'm going to say
crazy,
Star
right?
Trek jokes. I'm going to say Star Trek jokes.
You
so,
guys
can
wow,
talk
no.
about.
So,
53%
hey,
chose racist
hey,
jokes.
Hey,
I think you're both more in the position to answer this than I am.
Like you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I've been adopted.
Would you rather
yes.
always disappoint people
what's
or
the,
always anger people?
What's the catch?
Well,
I do
well,
both.
I already do both. So, I'm playing.
I would choose always anger people because I feel like if I'm
You
always,
get really good at fighting.
If I'm always disappointing people, then I feel like after a while, I'm going to become depressed because I'm making nobody proud. Like,
tight. I'm going to say.
I would say always anger people. Like,
I'm going to say. The reason why I'm going
to
say.
Because then you'd at least learn how to stick up for yourself.
That's
right?
true.
I see. I think if you always anger people after a while, they're going to become disappointed
in
you anyways.
Let me put on my
isn't it take the same thing?
Let me put on my big brain cap for a second. So this dichotomy states that one side has no...
What the...
Okay. So on one end of the dichotomy, right? One of the answers, there's literally no pros. The other one, there is one net gain. So there's at least a better option to pick when you pick getting angry.
This guy was in a car crash.
Because you get to just... you just become the Hulk.
With no memory.
Nah. With great anger comes great anger.
With great anger comes great, great anger. But
I'm mad at being mad.
For all my King Von peoples out there that like King Von, and rest in peace to him, but we gonna play some King Von. And it's new, too. Straight up.
Hold on, I want to ask Ben if he likes King Von.
Okay, Ben, hold on.
Ben's coming back on the show.
Hold on, we gotta add.
Although, we gotta call him, though.
Yeah, we gotta call him.
I see in the lab.
Make sure to turn him up so the people can hear. Ben? No, that was
me.
Ben? Oh, here he is, here he is.
Oh, what was good?
Ready? Ben, do you like King Von? Ben, do you like King Von?
Oh,
wow. Ben is really just
well.
Like,
Ben killing a vibe.
He's such
so
vibe stopper,
like I was
though.
Saying, to all my King Von fans, rest in peace to him. We gonna play straight to it.
I'm about to show down with Ben as this is going
me too,
on.
Me too.
DJ on the beat, so it's a bang. Let's get straight to it. Ain't tryna talk, let's do it.
Let's do
play craziness, we shoot. The boss be sick, they lose. All these things we got, we use. He got caught, that boy was snooze.
He snooze.
Got 30, hurry up, get a new one. You don't wanna get into it. Let's get straight to it. Ain't tryna talk, let's do it.
Let's do
play craziness, we shoot. The boss be sick, they lose. All these things we got, we use. He got caught, that boy was snooze.
He snooze.
Got 30, hurry up, get a new one. You don't wanna get into it. Shorty, I was popping out early. I was outside slam with the catch him on the school. It's the right time.
It's the right
don't
time.
Fuck your move, better pipe down. Pop me a then I bite down. 600 real free bite down. Catch it lagging, then we no sight now. He got caught, now he can't get right now. If they come outside and try to post up, then we gon' spin it. He gon' hit they block with a whole 100, no matter how deep they hit. No key, he cheating this game. Something wrong, that boy can't miss. Get caught, I plead the flip. Said that was my last time, the last time, but I still sleep. He say he was gonna me and my homie. Look, now he real.
Now he,
when them
yeah.
We don't feel bad.
Uh-huh.
We get a real
yeah,
laugh.
Yeah.
Get up on live, make them real mad.
No.
Cause we want them real bad.
No.
Let's get straight to it. Ain't tryna talk, let's do it.
Let's do
it. Play crazy in this, we shoot. The boss be sick, they lose. All these things we got, we use.
He
got caught, that boy was snooze.
He snooze.
Got 30, hurry up, get a new one.
New.
You don't wanna get into
no,
it.
No.
Let's get straight to it. Ain't tryna talk, let's do it.
Let's do
it. Play crazy in this bitch, we shoot. The boss be sick, they lose. All these got we use.
We
he got caught, that boy was snooze.
He snooze.
Got 30, hurry up, get a new one.
New.
You don't wanna get into
no.
It.
Got a whole 30 clip for him, huh? You better watch how you get, cause it get lit for him, huh? When I show him this, the brody gon' dip on him, huh? I'ma do what I want, no gas if I be got Cali in my jacket, probably. Boy, I had the building, then I had the lobby. You ain't do the. And then don't check the body. Making a funk. I post what I like and I say what I want. I smoking on ops, I don't play with no. I send him on drills if he ate for the month. You catch a bitch and I pay him a bunch. I still get charged cause I gave him the. Gonna make shots cause I hit his guts. I love my. Cause he ain't give a.
Let's get straight to it. Ain't tryna talk, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Play crazy in this. We shoot. The ops be sick, they lose. All these things we got, we use.
He
got caught, that boy was snooze.
He snooze.
Got 30, hurry up, get a new one. You don't wanna get into
no,
it.
No.
Let's get straight to it. Ain't tryna talk, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Play crazy in this bitch, we shoot. The boss be sick, they lose. All these that we use.
We
he got caught, that boy was snooze.
He snooze.
Got 30, hurry up, get a new one.
New one.
You don't wanna get into
no,
it.
No.
Okay, okay.
Yo.
Hey, welcome back, Femi. We just had to play that little King Von real quick for the one time. We sitting here asking Ben questions.
I got a great one, actually. Would you rather be able to stop time or rewind time by 5 minutes?
Rewind time by 5 minutes.
Stop time. Because what you're going to do, it depends
on
what situation.
You can only stop time. You can only
think
stop,
about how
you
many.
You can only stop time for 10 seconds.
Think how many mistakes you could fix in 5 seconds.
Okay, hold on.
You could have just been like,
let me specify it a bit more. You go back time in 5 minutes, and then it has a 5 minute cooldown.
Five minutes.
You can stop time for 10 seconds, and it's a 10 second cooldown.
I'm not gonna lie, if I stop time for 10 seconds, I'm
you get a 10 second.
I'm going to the bank, and then stopping it again for another
10 seconds,
and then robbing the bank for like
long.
5 milli.
10 seconds isn't that long.
I pick 10 seconds.
Why?
Just because you can
stop time, go behind somebody, tap their shoulder, have a conversation with them. 10 seconds, stop time again, go behind them again. They're just gonna get freaked out. That's gonna be hilarious.
I'm not gonna lie, I would sit there If I was free
you
time,
use your power
first
for
person
something
I sleep,
stupid.
I'm just going to slap them mad hard in the face.
Also, I think if you stop it for 10 seconds, 10-second cooldown, you could practice stuff and like get twice the amount of time. And you could get really good at things.
The way I see it, bro.
Like, you pretty much get 48 hours a day instead of 24.
Wait, hold on. I have a question, though. Wait. So would you still age just like as if time never stopped?
No.
Yes.
What? That's boring.
Your body is still going.
Okay, I'm about to say, if I can stop time every 10 seconds, I'm about to be the oldest man.
You're going to age, but technically your location around the sun won't change, so you're still going to be the same age to everybody else. So even if you stop time for a year, you're still going to be 16 in everybody else's eyes if you're 16. But even though...
You're 17?
Yeah, 18. Even though your body is the age of a 17.
But yeah, I'm gonna do.
Stop time, steal somebody's snacks, put it in your pocket, dude. Stop time, steal somebody's wallet.
Nah. Think about money.
You could get rich.
Think about how much money you're stealing. Think about how much money you're stealing.
The cameras can't work while time stops.
I mean, if Jojo is around,
dead. It's clipped.
Nah, stop time. Go to the McDonald's. Get your own food.
I make my own.
Nuggets. I'm just gonna make them make my food. I'm gonna go in there and take.
Stop time and somebody like.
I'm a drive off.
You see somebody walking down the street. Stop time. Walk in front of them and just scream when it starts. You scare them.
That would be scary.
Oh my god!
I was here this whole time. You just hit me, bro.
Stop. Stop time again.
Get to their car, get to the back seat.
Ready? Would you rather know everything that your parents have ever said about you, or know everything that your best friend has ever said about you?
Know everything my best friend has ever said about me.
Nah, because if you really want to see if you got a solid best friend, then you might as well just say, "Ah, hey, let me see what he been saying about me or she." And if she or he been talking crazy, copy. It's a dub. Get him out of here.
Maybe. Yeah, I guess so. Like, I'd honestly.
This is a good one. All right. Omit all your guilty pleasures to your family and friends.
No.
I never partake in any of your guilty pleasures again.
Okay, I guess I'm. Gonna...
I'm never. Wait, guilty? Like,
guilty pleasures.
What if they are?
I'm gonna admit one right now.
No, it's not.
Shaw, it's fine, bro. I mean,
fine.
It's just
low-key
weird.
If we
get canceled,
if it's not allowed, then we're gonna struggle you.
No, it's fine. Get like a really good like meal, or even like you know McDonald's apple pie, McDonald's fry. Get a nice hot bath.
That's considered a guilty pleasure? No, that type is. That type
I don't know.
Is.
I think it's
that type
weird.
Is.
That's
I think
so
that type is a guilty pleasure.
Wait, so you get an apple pie
from McDonald's
in the tub? I admit
you.
I would. If I got a large fry and some nuggets
so,
on the side of a
so,
bathtub,
so what? So, yeah. But it says amidst all.
Oh yeah, no. I'm not
amidst all your guilty. It says admit all your guilty pleasures are never partaking any of them.
I could admit all of my guilty pleasures and I would still have the same life tomorrow.
I think I would go to jail.
You don't think people look at you different?
No, and if they do, oh well, they wasn't really.
So what y'all picking? Never or do all?
I don't know. It's majority, I guess. So what would you two do?
I'm gonna probably say
I so
it's not gonna be fair. It's gonna be boring if you don't pick.
Fine, I will never do them again.
Okay. I chose I will admit them. So, Shah, you choose. Red or blue?
I'm gonna say never partake.
Ha! Look at y'all.
I'm gonna say never partake. Look, I'm gonna say never partake because it's gonna make me a better person in the long end.
If y'all was just innocent, this wouldn't have never happened to begin with.
The world is an innocent.
I plead the fifth.
We should play that. I plead the fifth. Like,
ooh, never have I ever. Never have I ever.
Ooh, that's crazy. This question popped up.
Okay,
look. This is the last one. Would you rather have all the abilities to rewind 24 hours 3 times each year? Or be able to constantly control your dreams and remember them
dreams.
In great detail.
Dreams.
Yeah, dreams. I'll do some crazy things in my dreams. not like that. Not like that.
Nah. I could have been Superman in my dreams. So like, dang,
I'm definitely going to be flying to like crazy places and like dive into the bottom of the ocean.
You know what? No. I'm not going with dreams, actually.
Why?
You can actually train yourself to have lucid dreams every day.
Yeah, but what about nightmares? Do you consider that as nightmares, too?
I don't even get nightmares.
This could be just being paranoid, but if you had the ability to control
I consider dreams, that as nightmares.
You would want to be more in the dreams than in real life, and then that could lead
that's
to, like,
true.
So I don't want to go down that
they
road.
They just always sleep, yeah.
But have the ability to rewind 24 hours.
Nah, you could, like...
Three times a year.
I ain't gonna lie. I would... I can't talk. I would go with blue. Have the ability to rewind 24 hours three times each year, because... You ever like do something one day and you're like, damn, I should have never did that.
Yes, bro.
And then you could rewind and then not do
make,
it.
And make that whole day over.
Or like you say a lie and then your parents are like, if you just told me the truth, I wouldn't even got mad at you. It's like, a word? Say that.
Rewind.
Yeah, see, the thing with that is too, it's not like you're going to get to the point where you're abusing it and then like it, you
but,
get in a
but,
bad
but
mental
look,
state because
you
only do it three
no, because look, I was going to say, yeah. I was about to be like, no, you can't. You can only get to use three.
Exactly. Wait, hold on. I have a good question. So what if like you get all your birthday money and stuff, right? And then... You put it in your pocket, and then you rewind 24 hours.
Nah,
would my birthday money be gone?
Yes.
It's gone.
Yes.
Oh, because I'm about to say,
yes,
because
you're
not
rewinding
gone,
time.
Yeah, we could do that three times. Oh, wait, technically you could abuse it and do it three times in a row.
But then that's you can't do it no more for that
like,
year.
If you just had a really good day, and you just went to relive that day three times in a row.
Not going to lie, eat a really good sandwich, rewind it.
I'm going to say rewind time. I'm going to say, look. I'm going to say rewind time majority for 24 hours for 3 years. Three times
a
year.
Really good sandwich three times in one day.
That's that right? True. But majority of people, 56% of people said they would rewind time.
Never have I ever? Question mark?
All right.
All right, who asked the first question?
Never, would
you. They say never have I ever done this, and then you have to say I have if you have, and I haven't if you haven't.
Never have I ever pooped myself in school.
I haven't.
Never. I haven't.
That would be nice. That's just
I
nice.
Wanted to see if I could explode.
Never have I ever.
I peed myself in school when I was like a little stupid kindergarten.
Never have I ever.
Nah.
I've had dreams where I peed myself in school.
That's so random.
I know.
Continue, bro.
Never have I ever stolen from my parents.
Haven't.
I haven't. I stole like a dollar out of the piggy bank or something.
Oh, are we talking about? Oh. I'll teach you about.
Think I'm stealing actual like good goods?
Nah. I have. Like food. I've stolen some of my mom's movies like when I was younger. Like my SpongeBob movies or something. But
I yet to ask the question.
Never. Have I ever helped somebody? Never have I ever taken something from somebody and then helped someone find it.
Never, because if I take it from you, you're not getting it back.
What?
Like that's you know, so nah, mean. Nah, nah, nah. Like you know, like when, nah, you know, like when you don't like somebody, you help them looking for something.
You have it the whole time.
You got it the whole time.
Oh, I have. I actually kind of.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant.
I know a couple people phone. Like, I'll take their phone while they're not in the room, and they come back looking for it. I'm like, oh, it's not under the couch.
Did you at least give it back?
Duh. I'm not no robber just because I'm black. No,
nah, I ain't say all that. Nah, that's like
this. Nah, listen. The thing, wait, if you ever want to have, like, a good laugh, this works. I've done it to my mom before. Text somebody to call you because you can't find your phone.
And then they'd be like, did your mom, like, actually buy
yeah,
into
she
it?
Called me. I think it's because she just woke up.
I'm but, like, Antonio, can you call my phone? I can't find it. She gonna be like, okay.
Nah. I got one last would you rather question though.
Okay, go for it.
Would you rather smile when bad things happen or frown when good things happen?
Smile when bad things happen because in your body there's actually a chemical reaction that happens in your brain when you smile that makes you happy.
I'd rather frown when good things happen.
Really? Why?
Because
then people are always gonna be like, are you okay, bro?
If I smile when bad things happen, I'm gonna look like a maniac. I'm gonna look like a straight psycho.
No,
like,
you
I like
just
that.
Be like, you be like,
nah, you dead ends, though. Not gonna lie. You
it's sad,
type
but
is.
You gotta stay positive. But when you smile, it actually makes you feel more happy.
Yeah, you right on that one.
Yeah, no. It's studies but, have been shown to do it. So, like, smile when bad things happen. It's like just a good pro. Like, there's no
but,
loss from it.
That is one. All right. What we What we got today? What we gonna play now? Trippie Red. We gonna play Danny Phantom featuring.
I don't know how to play that game.
Not you. We gonna play a Trippie Red song featuring. Nah, my fault. We gonna play a Trippie Red song called Danny Phantom featuring XXXTentacion. And we gonna catch you after this little song break, you feel me?
I want you to know if we gon' fall off, then everything we done, I cannot recall on. She wanna know if we still on one. If I hang out this call, I swear I don't know none. Yeah. If she bought in the meantime, that don't turn to me time. My life is a movie, but I still would never rewind. I said we gon' be fine. Shawty, yeah, you decide. I left my spot and I just took her to the seaside. Start up in a Rover, the night is over. I'm feeling lucky, that's a four-leaf clover. She wanna toast some, then we can toast up. Brody got that chopper, he don't even need no poker. I listen how you talk, I can see it that you fake. Where the goofy blame, I can't even conversate. I just woke up to a check, yeah, every Friday. It's one thing if I'ma get it, I'ma get it my way, yeah. I want you to know if we gon' fall off, then everything we done, I cannot recall on. She wanna know if we still on one. If I hang out this call, I swear I don't know none. New in the coke. I be on Oceanside rolling on my antidote. I be in all designer walking like I run the show. And you could keep that attitude, I'm on me time. Baby, I don't know what you wanna say. And if you wanna ride, we could take the long way. She never made her mind up, now it's too late. And if you tryna find me, you know where I stay. I want you to know if we gon' fall off, then everything we done, I cannot recall on. She wanna know if we still on one. If I hang out this call, I swear I don't know none. Yeah, if she bought in the meantime, that don't turn to me time. My life is a movie, but I still would never rewind. I said we gon' be fine. Shawty, yeah, you decide. I left my spot and I just took her to the seaside.
Yo, 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 yo. got a yo-yo?
Yo.
You got a yo-yo?
I don't have a yo-yo.
You are a loser. You don't have a yo-yo.
Oh, wow. That's so mean. Have you ever had a yo-yo as a kid?
Yes. No. I mean, yeah, but I never knew how to use it.
I didn't either.
So I would just sit there and flick it.
I dead used to just watch YouTube.
What's a yo-yo?
Yeah, like how to do yo-yo tricks. But No. You know I could never do it.
You know those, like, 10 tricks people do where they can just...
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I want to learn that. That looks sick.
That looks say valid. Can you do it?
Can I do what?
Pen tricks? Yeah.
I mean, by that.
Like the thing, like...
Being able to...
Twist the pen over your fingers. Or your...
Oh, nah, I thought you meant just wiggle it and make it look like it's like...
I can kind of do that.
I thought you...
No, bro. Nah. Let's see. What are we doing?
There's a whole jar of pens right there, Shahid. If you don't give this man one...
Two. There's no pen. These things are broken.
They will still work. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Even though it's broken.
But it is broke. No. It doesn't count. It doesn't count, man.
Well, okay.
Well, I can't.
All right.
Well, look.
Some other questions?
We got time for like two, three more.
Let's ask Ben some questions.
Yeah.
Ben won the buzz code, though.
Let's ask him if he's had a good time on the show. Right. If not, we're just leaving.
Ben, have you had a good time on the show?
Right up to the microphone.
A little bit.
The microphone.
Wait, pause the music. Ben, did you have a good time on the show today? Ben, did you have
Man
a good time on the
answers.
Show today?
Yes.
Oh,
hey. Yeah.
Ben. Ben, should everyone listening support Clubhouse Radio every Friday?
This is a really risky move.
Oh. Ben, should everybody listening support Catskill Clubhouse on Fridays?
Ben, answer.
Come on, Ben.
Hold on, ready? I'm asking one more time. Ben, should everyone listening support Catskill Clubhouse every Friday?
Okay. Oh, he's a hater.
Let me ask you something, Ben. Ben, why do you live such a sad and miserable life? Huh?
Oh, my God, that's so dark.
Yeah. Is your life miserable? No, answer me. Is your life miserable, huh? Answer me, Ben.
I don't
know. Is your life miserable?
I don't think he want to answer you.
He said no.
You know it is.
Oh, my God. Why you treat Ben like this?
One more question.
He's going on our show and he's selling us out. I hate this guy. I looked up to him for such a long time. Phone background.
Oh, my God.
Ben, do you think we are going to...
He's deadhead phone background.
He's my phone background.
Ready?
All right.
Last one. Ben, do you think you're going to win an award at the next award ceremony for the radio show?
Ben, answer us.
Calm down.
Ben, do you think
I